Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 6. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. Now, the Bible says Jesus did answer them, but this answer came a little while later, as I demonstrated from verse 59. Down in the passage. So now look at this. What's really happening here, knowing that there is a little interim between these two verses, 25 and 26. The thing that's really going on now is Jesus and those that were with him were in the synagogue, and they were listening to whatever was going on, perhaps participating. But at the end, there was always this moment where the person who was in an honorary position was asked if they would have any words to say at the end. And commentators believe at this point that Jesus was asked, "Do you have, Rabbi, anything to say or to add?" And it was then, they believe, that he stood up and began answering a question that was poised a little while earlier. So you've got these people, they've been put on hold, and they're probably still standing there because these people were already, you know, they were already clenched. They were clenched. You know, sometimes people are clenched when it comes to the things of the Lord. They're clenched when it comes to a believer. You know, the Bible says of we who know Jesus that we are a savor of life unto life, but a savor of death unto death. I mean, you get around a believer in a day where you're just like having a rough day, man, it just helps you. It helps you focus. It helps you kind of calm down. I got a guy at work one day. He started calling me Pastor Dave. He's running the jobs. So I'm like, well, okay. He's, you know, and the funny thing was, the first time he said it, I was angry. They were asking us to do some work that was not good material, and we're like, this is so stupid. Why are we doing it? And he walks around the corner, "How you doing, Pastor Dave?" And I'm like, "Oh, brother." But I use the word stupid like four times, and I don't use the word very often. Here I am. I'm like, "Oh, this stupid stuff. We're not supposed to be hanging it this way. This is so stupid." And, you know, it's like just that kind of anger, just talking to my buddy about the job because he was having the same problem. But anyway, that's the way we are. We're a savor of life. Help me calm down. I tell him later, I said, "Listen, this stuff," and it became a thing. It was run up the line, and there was a problem with the material. We put it on hold and couldn't use it. So it wasn't me just being mad. It was just I knew this wasn't going to work. So I got to tell him, "Oh, yeah, you know," and the next thing you know, I'm talking to him about Daniel, and he's asking me a question about a Bible study. But point is he was a believer. I was a believer. I was a savor of life to him, and he was to me. Because here I am working a wall really hard, trying to get some stuff done, and he's asking me questions about the book of Daniel. Well, let me pull up a chair. I can't pull up a chair. I'm working on telling him all about Daniel chapter 9 he just happened to be in. And I got to tell you, the rest of the way that God works in this is that the young man I was working with, an apprentice, I had just told him what his name meant, Alexander, and told him how he was in the book of Josephus, and, you know, he was in the book of Daniel, you know, telling him all this stuff. And then this guy comes over and talks about Daniel again. And I told that kid afterwards, I said, "Did you know God put Daniel in front of you twice because prophecy is one of the bigger reasons to believe God is true and listen to what it says about Jesus." And I kid you not, this kid's face just blanched because he heard about Daniel in 9, and he heard about it, Daniel, and both passages were the same, really, because Michael and so forth, he had Michael Angel, and he had Alexander as a name. All of it had to do with Daniel, and he saw it. He saw it. Well, Jesus answered now. He's answered. He's been asked the question, "What, do you have anything else to say?" And it says, he answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." Now, first of all, notice this. He says, not because you saw the miracles, as if that's why they should have been seeking. And the truth of the matter is, that is why they should have been seeking. The word for miracles is a word that literally means the signs. You know, if you were in the middle of an evening service and the lights were out, and anyway, you look for the signs. That's an exit. And here you are, trying to find a way out. Signs are important. If you're going down this road we have out here by us, it's all under construction. And if you don't pay attention, you'd be like, what do I do? And I know that's very common in construction areas. We get into a pickle, you know, it's like, oh, I got to slow down. I got to go over here. And so what we do is we have these signs, and they're important. Signs mean things, right? You can turn right on red. That's a good sign. Don't turn right on red. Whatever it is, you got signs. We're used to them. In fact, I saw a meme not long ago. It said, long-haired freaky people are welcome to apply. And if you remember the old song, signs, blocking up, long-haired freaky need not apply. Well, now, because of COVID and because of this day, they are welcome to apply. Just a little sidebar. But what we have here is Jesus saying, you should be watching the signs, because these signs are really important. I'm getting ready to leave. He doesn't say that, but he's telling them, you need to pay attention to the signs. Now listen, you and I are not in a time of signs and wonders like they were. Jesus was there. He was healing the sick, raising the dead, yeah, walking on the water, and even in that narrative, we know he also calmed that sea. So we do have some things that we do have that are signs that we need to take into account when we think of what is going on around us. Do you realize that when you think about the signs, the first thing I would suggest that you be paying attention to, if you haven't come to faith, or if your faith is a little shaky, or if you're not sure how much you can really absorb all this that's going on around you, I want you to know that the number one sign for me right now that fortifies my faith in a time where it's kind of scary on one hand, is that these are epic times. These are epic times. A guy wrote a book called Epic, and he did a message. He went around talking about it. But the point of his message was this, that we are like people who were born in the last 20 minutes of a movie. And I mean, there's swords clanging, and there's shields flashing, and there's people on horses, and you're like waking up looking around, and all around you there's a battle going on, and you have no idea what's going on. You and I were born into a generation that was completely wired. My entire life, there's been a TV, and we had telephones, and we had party lines, which we don't anymore, and we began to see things evolve and go faster and faster and faster. Now you have a device probably on your person that has more technology in it than NASA had when they put a man on the moon. That thing is huge. I mean, what that thing can do. And what I'm saying to you is these are epic times. These are the times when the fulfillments of things can happen. They're epic times. There's a thing called the giant we talked about a little while back. And it's the giant that is going to be hitting the circuit here in 2022. I thought it was maybe 2021, but there's like 20 cities in this nation. They want to have this giant. It's a 100-foot tall robot kind of thing, but it can transform into looking like anyone it wants to. And it can move, talk, and if it's a celebrity that sings, it can mimic, and it can become transformed into anything they want it to. It can be a celebrity of the city. It could be the Antichrist. If you read Revelation, I mean, not it, but, you know, it could portray whoever the Antichrist turns out to be. You see, what's happening is this world is beginning to converge into a place of epic proportions. The Bible says that in those days that the Antichrist is going to come. He's going to have a false prophet. He's going to make everybody get a mark on their hand and their forehead. And no man's going to be able to buy or sell except they have the mark of the beast. There's going to be a one world government, a one world currency. Hence I mentioned the currency being a little dicey right now in this country because they keep giving away money and printing more. And what I'm saying is that all of these things are happening and it's epic. Are you seeing the signs? You should have been watching the signs, not looking for more bread, not looking for a handout, not looking for free money. He says, this is what you need to be looking at, is the signs. God gives you the signs so you'll be ready when the time comes. It's also something that's very interesting for us to consider is the emphasis of biblical history. Because this emphasis has always been one emphasis, and it's all about Jesus, always was. Biblical history went back and gave us the book of Genesis and tells us how everything was created. It brings out to us the reality of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and it brings us down through, and it's always being told that you're going to have somebody always sit on the throne. When David shows up, there's never going to be a time when there's not going to be somebody to sit on your throne, David, and it's going to be always looking toward Jesus coming. And guess what? Jesus came! Okay, he did just like he said he would. And he came. Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He came! Government shall be upon his shoulders. But before that, it says there's first of all going to be a child is born, then there's going to be a son is given, and then there's going to be the government. Listen, we got the child is born and a son is given. Jesus was given on Calvary. Do you see the beauty of the Scriptures? The emphasis of biblical history. You and I are living in a time where time is split between B.C. and A.D., right? That's a thing. Now, the world hates it, so they're trying to go B.C.E. and C.E., Common Era and Before Common Era, because they're so smart and so astute. These are the people that told us we came from a primate. Okay, I'll give it to them. They call it a primate. I'd say it's a monkey because that's what they started with. And they're still here. The monkeys are still here. But we came from these things, okay? We came out of primordial ooze. And what I'm saying is, these are the people who are telling you science. Science, trust the science. And they're not trusting the science. We know they're not trusting science. They're not forthcoming on the science. They won't even produce a COVID virus specimen so it can be studied by others. You look it up. They cannot produce it. And they're saying, trust the science. No, they're not. They're saying, trust the scientists. And the one they want us to trust is Dr. Fauci. And I'm telling you, this guy is totally a mess. I mean, everything about him, you're going to hear things coming out, I believe, in the next little while. It's going to blow your mind because there's people beginning to dig, and it's starting to come to the surface like a number of other things. We heard some things in recent days in the past, but more stuff than you'll be able to absorb. But this is the stuff. Trust the scientists. No. History is all about Jesus. It's His story. And what you're having to do right now is you're having to discern, what am I going to do? We're like getting a little bit frightened by the narrative that's coming down. Getting a little frightened about the groups of Afghanis that are coming in that are not vetted. 100 of which are on a list saying these are enemies of our state, but we're handing them visas that are not filled out so they can fill it out to their own liking. We're looking at child trafficking being done by our own military at the behest of our own military superiors to bring over these Afghanistan people with their child brides. The day where our southern border is open down here in Texas, you know, southwest, it's all wide open. Over 1 million have come in already, I think it was. Yeah, they're hitting huge numbers. They're just breaking all kinds of records. And we're looking at a time where we're being told we're in a pandemic, where we should be expecting all kinds of blow-ups at the funeral home. And listen, it may come to that because they're manipulating so much. But we didn't have that. We all knew somebody who passed away, perhaps, that got this. But many of them were much older. And people do die when we get older. You see, we have to be mindful that these signs are important for us. And we can't trust everything that the world is telling us. There's a whole lot of nefarious things going on right now. And we have to be mindful to do what Jesus does. The Bible says in this passage in verse 26, He says, you came because of the loaves of bread. You came because of the food. You looked me up not because of the signs. If you were reading the signs, you'd be not asking me in such a manner of disdain. Well, where's my stuff? Where were you? We want breakfast. He knows that because He says, you didn't ask me because of the signs. You asked me because your bellies were filled. Now listen, the world knows this. The devil read this. They know that if they'll give us a little money, we'll potentially give up our birthright. Remember Esau, you know, he gave up his birthright for a bowl of pottage. He just wanted a little food. Just a little food. I'm exhausted. What will it do me with a birthright if I die today? I'm going to die. He's a robust young man. He could have made it home, I'm just saying. But I'm going to die. Do you know that God takes care of all the sparrows? Do you know when Job was up there on that mountain, when that whirlwind came across the plain, and he was totally staggered because God Himself showed up as he was asking, oh, I just wish He'd show up. Well, He showed up. And He said, I've heard of you with my ear, but now I see you with mine eye, and I repent in dust and ashes. And it was a moment, right? And I'm waiting, and I'm watching, and I'm reading, and I'm thinking, what's he going to say? And the stuff God says that He does are things that would become things that would be monumental. He takes care of the rams in the wilderness. He feeds every critter in every place. He knows everything. Somebody said, if there was a tree fall in the woods and nobody was around to hear it, would it make a sound? I want to answer that for anybody who's wondering. Yes, it made a sound, because God was there. Okay, He's everywhere.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.